Hugh M. Dorsey, The Atlantic Constitution, Tuesday, the 12th of May, 1914, page 3, column 1. Hugh M. Dorsey, the present Solicitor General of the Atlanta Judicial Circuit, is a man whose rise and recognition by the public within the past few years has been spectacular. His appointment in 1910 to fill the unexpired term of the late Charlie D. Hill as Solicitor of the Atlanta Circuit marked the beginning of his public career. In 1912, the stamp of approval was put upon his work as Solicitor General by his overwhelming election to serve the full term of 4 years, carrying every ward in Atlanta and every precinct in the county. It was this year that the famous Grace Trial took place, in which the young Solicitor General first won his spurs in the handling of a big case. While the Grace Trial gave him some prominence and applause over the country, it remained for the stubbornly fought Frank Case to give Solicitor Dorsey the hardest fight of his life and to bring him before the public eye in striking silhouette as the bold defender of the state's cause in demanding justice in the courts. Mr. Dorsey is a Georgian by birth and parentage. He spent his boyhood days in Fayette County and then came to Atlanta, where he studied law under his father, the late Judge R.T. Dorsey, who was the senior member of the law firm of Dorsey, Brewster, Howell, and Heyman. Judge Dorsey, who died in 1909, was one of Atlanta's best-known citizens and a leader in the legal profession, taking part in many important cases. Hugh M. Dorsey succeeded his father in the firm upon the latter's death.